fellow adventurers. I'm Erica, and welcome to the Adventure On podcast, a place where we share stories of self-discovery and lessons learned both on and off the trail. So, I've been wanting to start a podcast for a while now, and I decided to just go for it. Figured I would take some time today on our first ever episode to share a little bit about myself and hopefully what you'll be able to find here on the pod. If you know me, then you know that recreation and getting outside literally saved my life. Being able to challenge myself physically, mentally, and emotionally in some of the most beautiful places on earth has been an unbeatable experience. I'm super fortunate to have experienced all of the incredible things that I have in this lifetime, and I'm beyond grateful. I didn't grow up in the outdoors, at least not doing the things that I love to do now. In fact, I really didn't find my passion for the outdoors until my mid-20s. I grew up mostly on the East Coast, but when I was 16, I came to Utah. I struggled a lot with depression and anxiety as a teenager and became really self-destructive. So after trying to kill myself and dozens of failed attempts at therapy, my parents made the really difficult decision to send me to a residential treatment center. And it really saved my life. I was never the type of person that could sit down and talk about all the crap that had happened in my life. But while I was in treatment, I was introduced to something called recreation therapy, which is actually what I do for a living now. Rec therapy was everything that I didn't know that I needed. Instead of trying to call upon all of the events of my past while sitting in a chair in someone's office and process through it, I was present, I was engaged, I was working in the moment. We would do things like play a game or go on a ropes course or a hike or something outside and then process the emotions that we experienced during that and how they connected to past experiences in our lives. There wasn't really time to allow my reality to become distorted or for me to disconnect from it entirely. It just kind of clicked for me. So, as a rec therapist, my mind always looks for the metaphors, the how is this like my life moments. I truly believe that every experience, unique in its beauty, also offers something for me to learn about myself and about my life. And I guess that's kind of what I want this podcast to be about. The things that we learn outside and how they translate into our lives. I wish I could say that I figured it all out in treatment when I was a teenager, but I didn't. I stayed sober for a bit, but by the time I was 19, I found myself in the depths of heroin addiction. I realize now, looking back at it all, that I was really quick to become addicted to anything that seemed like it would suppress my own self-hatred. I really believed that I wasn't enough and that I was just this awful human being. And if anyone ever saw who I really was, they wouldn't like me because I definitely didn't like myself. So I spent my entire life jumping from group to group, absorbing whatever they liked as what I liked. So after fighting with my partner at the time for a while about his own addiction, I decided I would just do it too. I was desperate for love and I had no idea that I was capable of giving it to myself. So that just seemed like the best option. I spent my early 20s homeless, in and out of jail and rehab and just like lost, completely lost. I latched onto the people, places, things that I thought would solve my problems, but really only made it worse. Somewhere along the journey of recovery, I was introduced to rock climbing. And I felt this spark inside me. It was exhilarating moving up the rock. And if you've ever rock climbed, I'm sure you felt the same rush of adrenaline. But I found this connection that I had craved from all these other people in my life in myself. And I think that's what I love most about rock climbing is how completely present it forces me to be with me. If I'm worried about anything other than where I'm going to place my next foot, I'm not making it up the wall. So it really opened up the door for me to create a life that didn't align with my addiction. Of course, I liked it the hard way. So after getting clean, trying rock climbing and all that stuff, I found myself in a relationship that really quickly became physically, mentally, emotionally abusive. And I lost myself in the process of trying to please that person again. We would go outside and adventure a bit, but that spark, that excitement that I felt about myself that I gained from climbing really faded. I stepped back into those old habits. And in the winter of 2016, the toxic relationship that I had developed with him came to an end when he overdosed and died. The self-abandonment that I really willingly engaged in for decades slapped me in the face as I sat on the floor. It was over Christmas break and I was just bawling. His death felt like my death. And in a way, it really was. I was 26. I had no idea who I was. I didn't know what I liked. I didn't know what the hell I was doing in life. And in that moment, feeling that depth of despair, I made a decision. I decided to stop living in so much fear. I decided to stop being stuck, to stop looking to everyone else in my life to give me the answers that I could only find within myself. I wasn't happy. And it's a cliche, but if you're not happy, change something. So I did. I wrote down all the things that I'd always wanted to do, but never have. Little things like chopping my hair off with kitchen scissors, or like eating a hard boil, trying an olive, an egg, like all these things like I'd never done. I was 26 and I never had a hard boiled egg. And big things like taking the first flight out or going skydiving. And a lot of people make bucket lists. I'm sure you could kind of consider this one of those, but to me, it's just a list. All the big and small things that I wanted to try in my life. So when I started the list, I was doing one thing every week to push myself out of my comfort zone and one thing every quarter that was big and extravagant. For a while, I stuck to the list. I was really adamant about doing one thing every week, but over time, it kind of just became a way of living. As I started to grow and really step into myself, I realized there were some things on the list that I didn't want to do anymore. And some new things got added that I never thought I would even try. I really learned what I liked and what I didn't like. Not because of what other people in my life were doing, but because of what I was choosing to do on my own. So at the end of the day, I think to me, adventure is that act of stepping outside of my comfort zone, big or small, whether I'm climbing 500 feet up this granite monolith or just talking to someone new. That's how I adventure on. And I guess that's kind of where this podcast comes in. It's way out of my comfort zone, but I'm excited to start. I think that sharing these stories of the things that we've been through in our lives, of the things that we've overcome and what we've learned about ourselves in the outdoors is so important and powerful. I know, like, I always feel inspired by this, and I hope that's what you can find here. So I'm super excited to be interviewing some incredible people about their own experiences and journeys, both on the trail and back in their day-to-day lives. And I'm sure I'll pop in and share some more of my own experiences, but I really want this to become a community of courage and empowerment and finding ourselves in the great outdoors. I hope today's episode helped you find the inspiration and courage to get outside and to find your own adventure. If you like the pod, please don't forget to subscribe, follow, and leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on. We'll be back next week with more stories from the trail. Until then, adventure on!